Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us that this night of Laylat al-Qadr is greater than 1,000 months of worship. But before we talk about some of the virtues of Laylat al-Qadr, let's talk about the night itself, the night of Laylat al-Qadr. The night of Laylat al-Qadr, Laylat al-Qadr itself has multiple meanings. But there's one meaning that I want to focus on. One of the meanings of Laylat al-Qadr is that it's a night where the entire world, the dunya that we live in, it becomes constricted, restricted, it becomes dayyif, it becomes narrow. You know, when you go into an elevator, and it's a small elevator, and you have to go up maybe, let's say, 9 or 10 floors, so you enter the elevator, and 9 or 10 people, they enter after you, and you can't breathe in that elevator, and then you just want to get to the floor that you have to get to as soon as possible, because you begin to feel claustrophobic. One of the meanings of Laylat al-Qadr is that this dunya, it becomes constricted, it becomes restricted, it becomes bayyif. Why does it become restricted? Because all the angels that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, I could tell you it's a trillion angels, but to be honest, it's a number that's greater than that, it's a number that we can't even imagine. All those angels, they come down to this dunya, this world, because they want to be present in the world when Laylat al-Qadr is taking place. And they fill up every empty space they find. Every hole, every crack in the wall, every hole in the ground, they fill it up because they want to be here on that night. That's the night we're told to seek out in these last 10 nights. It's so special that Jibreel alayhi salam, he himself, he comes to this dunya. He's fulfilled his mission. He's completely fulfilled his mission. But still he comes to this dunya to seek out this night, to be in this dunya when this blessed night takes place. That's why one of the scholars of the past, he said, I seek refuge in Allah. I seek refuge in Allah to be asleep on the night of Laylat al-Qadr when Jibreel alayhi salam, he comes to visit us. How beautiful is this? He said, I seek refuge in Allah to be asleep on the night of Laylat al-Qadr, a night in which Jibreel alayhi salam, he comes to visit us. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, مَنْ قَامَ لَيْلَةَ الْقَدْرِ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. That whomsoever stands up, whomsoever is praying the night of Laylat al-Qadr, and only he has two conditions. One, that he has faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the other is that he is seeking a reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this person, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ, that all his previous sins will be forgiven. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given us the ability to speak to our brothers and sisters that are buried in their graves, and we could ask them, what would you do to live another Ramadan? What would you do to live another last 10 nights? We have two groups of people, possibly. One group of people that live their entire lives sinning and transgressing the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another group of people that they live their entire lives worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet if we ask both these groups of people, these two groups, both of them would say we would give everything. We would give everything we have. We would give anything we can to live one more Ramadan, to live one more Ashar al-Awakhir, to live through one more last 10 nights. Because the one who's transgressing, the one who lived a life full of sin, he's seeing the punishment of Allah. He's seeing that which we cannot see. He's experiencing that which we cannot experience. So he will say, you don't know what I would do, what I would give up to live the 10 nights again, to be blessed with one more Ramadan. And if we ask the person who lived their entire life in seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're also experiencing Rawda min Riyad al-Jannah. Their graves are a garden from the gardens of paradise. And they will tell us, you don't know the blessings that we're experiencing in our grave, because we see that which you do not see, and we experience that which you do not experience. So they would say, even though we're being blessed with the blessings of Jannah, even though we haven't entered yet, they would say, what we would give to live one more Ramadan, to seek out one more Laylatul Qadr. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he tells us, on the night of Laylatul Qadr, the one that we're supposed to seek out in the last 10 nights, that there are more angels in this dunya, that there are more angels that come to visit us in this world than there are pebbles in this world currently.
So you can imagine if you counted all the pebbles in this entire world, trillions and trillions and trillions of pebbles. But yet there are more angels because they realize the blessing of this blessed night, Laylatul Qadr. And some of us might think, okay, well, I'll put all my eggs in one basket. I'll hope that it's the 25th or the 27th or the 29th night. It's a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He didn't tell us which night Laylatul Qadr is. Just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He told us that on Friday, there's an hour, there's a period of time in which if a believer, he supplicates to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his supplication is answered. He told us that. But yet, He did not tell us which hour, which time period that is on Friday. Although the majority of scholars, they said this is the hour or the time period right before Salatul Maghrib. That this is when we should be increasing in our dua because our dua will be answered. But still we don't know with certainty. Why is this? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wanted to motivate us that the entire day of Friday it should be spent in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in remembering Him, in making supplications to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He also told us that He has one great name. And that this great name is that you call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by this one name, that He will answer your supplications. But yet He did not tell us which name this is. Once again, to motivate us that when we make dua, we should use all the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And just like this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He did not tell us when Laylatul Qadr is. Because He Himself, He wants good for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants good for us. He wants us to worship Him throughout the 10 nights. Not just the 27th, not just the 25th or the 29th night, but all the other nights, the last 10 nights, every single night. And before you leave tonight, make an intention that you will worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will come to the masjid every night for Salatul Isha, for Taraweeh, so that you can be of those that are written that they were worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the night of Laylatul Qadr. So you may ask yourselves, okay, inshaAllah, I'll catch Laylatul Qadr. But what about the other 9 nights? I need to be compensated. I need a dunya benefit. Because that's how we're created to think. What's my benefit? Laylatul Qadr, I know the benefit. I know the reward. But what about the other 9 nights? Who's going to compensate me for that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us through His messenger in Hadith Qudsi that when we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, any single good deed that we do, He multiplies it by 10. But what we don't understand is that the minimum is 10. The minimum is 10. What is the maximum? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us through His messenger, إِلَى سَبْعِ مِئَةٍ ضِعْفٍ إِلَى سَبْعِ مِئَةٍ ضِعْفٍ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, each good deed that we do, He will multiply it by 10 up to 700 times. Okay, so now I have a number in my mind. 700. So now I know how we'll be compensated. But then the messenger says, إِلَى أَضْعَافٍ كَثِيرًا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His generous mercy, because He is Al-Kareem, Al-Rahman, Al-Rahim, Al-Wadud, He will even possibly multiply it more than 700 times. Each single good deed that you do, put Laylatul Qadr on the side for a second. The other 9 nights, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the good deeds that you do in that night, He will reward your good deed by at least 10. He will multiply it by 10, up to 700, and possibly even more. So that takes care of the 9 nights. But what about Laylatul Qadr, the night that we're seeking out? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Qadr, خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. That worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the night of Laylatul Qadr, that if we're standing in prayer on the night of Laylatul Qadr, that it's greater than 1,000 months of worship. 83 years, greater than 83 years. So you and me might think when we hear that, okay, greater than 1,000 months. So probably 1,001 months. He'll give us the reward of 84 years. He said, greater than 83 years, greater than 1,000 months. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all He said was خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ, that it's better than 1,000 months. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His mercy has no limits, has no boundaries. At all. We don't know, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might reward us for 5,000, 10,000, 15,000 months of worship if we're worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that night. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was informed of a man from a previous generation And one thing we know about the previous generations is that they lived very long lives. For example, Nuh alayhi salam, just the amount of time he spent calling to people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was 950 years. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was informed about a man who lived a very long life. But in his long life, out of his long life, he spent 83 years, day and night, morning and evening, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fighting in the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praying, prostrating, supplicating, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whenever he could. And when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he learned of this, he said, "Ummati, ummati, my ummah, how can my ummah even compete with such people?" And the Sahaba, they complained, they said, "We don't stand a chance against these type of people." Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The average lifespan of my ummah is between 60 and 70 years. And only some people, only a few amount of people will live past the age of 70. So how can my ummah even compete?" And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He revealed Surah Al-Qadr, in which He tells us that I'm blessing you, this ummah, the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with a night that is greater, than 1,000 nights of worship. There's a story from Bani Israel that's narrated that a woman, she lost her son at a very young age. And like I said, the previous generations, they lived very long lives. So her son had passed away and she was weeping. And a man, he walked by and he saw this woman weeping. And he asked her, he said, "Why are you weeping?" She said, "My young son has passed away." And he said, "How old was your son when he passed away?" And she said, "He was only 500 years old. He was only 500 years old." So the man, he told the woman, he said, "What if I told you there will come a generation, there will come an ummah, there will come a people, that their lifespan will only be about 60 to 70 years?" She said, "Wallahi, if I was from this ummah, I would spend that entire time in sujood, in prostration, supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Because they realized the blessing of life. They realized the blessing of life. We've been told over and over again that living a Ramadan, experiencing the last 10 nights, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And you tell yourself, "Well, I've experienced a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 times already." Well, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that, that He has blessed you so much. That throughout this Ramadan, I've been getting text messages, emails about brothers who have passed away who were 16, 17, 18. I just got an email today in the morning of a sister who passed away who was 20 years old. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has allowed you to live one more Ramadan. And the best way that you can show thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and appreciate this blessing is that before you leave tonight, make a commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala between you and Him that you will worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability in these last 10 nights. In the second part of the khutbah, insha'Allah, we will talk about some of the things that we can do, insha'Allah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who are standing on the night of Laylatul Qadr and worshipping Him so that He may forgive our sins. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي أنزل إلينا أشمل الكتاب وأرسل إلينا أفضل الرسل وجعلنا خير أمة أخرجت للناس. فله الحمد وله الشكر على هذه النعم العظيمة والآلاء الجسيمة. ونصلي ونسلم على خير خلق الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. If we can ask the brothers to move forward so we can make room for those that are coming, inshallah. Everyone make room, inshallah. Move up as much as you can, inshallah. So what are some actions that we can do in these last 10 nights? The first thing I'm going to tell you is, because right away when we think of Laylatul Qadr, we think Qiyam al-Layl, praying. Yes, that's the greatest thing that you can do. But I'm going to start by telling you to diversify your acts of worship. Diversify the acts in which you seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the most obvious is to pray Qiyam al-Layl, is to have some type of extra prayer. Make an intention that, look, for every night, one night has passed, the 21st night has passed, but we still have 9 nights. We still have the blessed opportunity to catch Laylatul Qadr. So make an intention that you'll show up for Salatul Isha. And whichever masjid that you go to, you will start Taraweeh with the Imam and you will end with the Imam. If the Imam prays 8, or if he prays 10, or if he prays 13, if he prays 23, whatever he prays, I will start and I will end with the Imam, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever begins and ends with the Imam will have the reward as if he prayed the entire night of Qiyam al-Layl. The entire night of Qiyam al-Layl. When we read about the righteous people that lived before us, we see one thing they all had in common. They all had a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the night. One of the salaf, she used to wake up in the middle of the night. And this was a female. And she used to say, Ya ilahi gharat al-nujum wa namat al-uyum wa ghalqat al-muluku abwabuha wa babuka maftuh. She used to say, oh my Lord, the stars have come out. And the eyes have gone to sleep. Meaning the people are all asleep. And all the people of power and authority, they've all shut their doors. وَبَابُكَ مَفْتُوحٌ And your door is open right now. Your door is open right now. وَخَلَى كُلُّ حَبِيبٍ بِحَبِيبٍ And every person that loves something or someone, at this time, in the middle of the night, they've secluded themselves with that thing or that person. وَهَذَا مَقَامِ بَيْنَ يَدَيْكَ And this is my desperate state, standing before you in the middle of the night. Hasan al-Basri, he was asked, why is it the people that they pray at night? They pray extra prayers at night. Why is it in the morning when they wake up for Fajr and everyone goes to work, that those people, they pray Qiyam al-Layl, why do they have the most beautiful and the most precious faces? Hasan al-Basri, he said, لِأَنَّهُمْ خَلَوْا بِالرَّحْمَانِ فَأَلْبَسَهُمْ مِنْ نُورِ Because these people, they secluded themselves with the most merciful at night when no one was watching. So as a reward for them in this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He clothed them with His light. He clothed them with His light. So that's the most obvious thing we can do. Make an effort to pray Taraweeh. And then we all, subhanAllah, in Ramadan, all of us have this superhero ability to wake up before Salatul Fajr. The other 11 months, we're weak. But before Ramadan, in Ramadan, we have this natural superhero, we're Superman before Ramadan. 30 minutes, 15 minutes before Fajr, you hear the alarm go off, you jump out of bed. A jump that you've never made before, and you're at the refrigerator before you can even blink your eyes. Before you can even fully open your eyes. Well, make an effort to maybe wake up 5 or 10 minutes before you usually wake up in these last 10 nights. And pray 2 rak'ahs, pray 4 rak'ahs. It doesn't have to be something great. But just pray something extra, even on top of your taraweeh. In Qiyam al-Layl. You may say, I don't know a lot of surahs. It's okay. Read short surahs. But when you prostrate, when you put your head on the floor to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pour your heart out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of my teachers, he said something very beautiful. He said, how amazing is it that when we're in sujood, we literally whisper something into the ground. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he answers from above the seven heavens. Because we whispered something into the ground. So the first thing that you can do is pray. Make sure that you're praying extra, something extra in these last 10 nights. That's the first thing. The second thing, read more Qur'an. Read more Qur'an. If you haven't built a relationship with the Qur'an in these past 20 days, it's okay. Don't have regret over what's past. That's why Hasan al-Basri, he said, أَمَّا أَمْسْ فَقَدْ ذَهَبَ بِمَا فِي As for yesterday, it's gone. You're never going to see it again. وَأَمَّا الْيَوْمِ فَلَكْ فَعْمَلْ فِيهِ As for today, this moment that you're living in, work in it. وَأَمَّا غَدًا As for tomorrow, you may never see it. فَلَعَلَّكَ لَا تُدْرِكُ Who can guarantee that you and I will wake up tomorrow for Fajr? We'll wake up for Suhoor. Maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He takes our soul. But if He does, we can stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we can say, Ya Allah, O my Lord, I made a sincere intention after Salatul Jum'ah that I would do the best I can to worship You. Build a relationship with the Qur'an in these last 10 nights. You may say that I have a hard time reading the Qur'an. I have a hard time. It takes me 15 minutes to read one page of the Qur'an. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, the ones who read the Qur'an with excellence, they will be with the noble angels on the Day of Judgment. What about me? I struggle reading one page of the Qur'an. It takes me 15 minutes to read one page. Well, we know for every letter that you read, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will multiply it by at least 10 times, up to 700, and maybe even more. But is there more? Yes, there's more. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the one who struggles reading the Qur'an, he will have an ajran. He will have two rewards. He will have two rewards. He'll be compensated on the Day of Judgment. So that's the second thing, build a relationship with the Qur'an. The third thing, don't only spend the night in worship, spend the day in worship. Yes, we all have work, we all have tasks that we need to take care of, we all have to take care of our family. That doesn't stop you from when you're driving, waiting in traffic, saying Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. Plant your trees in Jannah. Plant your trees in Jannah. Because if this is how you spend your day, now we can all do this, no matter how busy we are. If this is how you spend your day, when you come to the night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He'll assist you in worshiping Him. So that's the third thing. The fourth thing is, have a positive effect on your community in these last 10 nights. Whatever community you're from, if you find people in need, give them money. If you find people that need to be fed, give them food. Even people that don't need to be fed, give them food. Ask them to come over for iftar. Take some reward from their fast. They will get their reward for their full fast. But you can get the reward for your fast and also for their fast by feeding them. Even other acts. When you come to the masjid, smile. Smile. It's okay to smile. The Prophet ﷺ, he recommended smiling. It's preferred. You know what you do when you come to the masjid and you smile and you say salamu alaykum to people? You motivate other people to come to the masjid. You make them feel happy. You make a change in their lives. You may think it's insignificant, but you have no idea the effect it can have on a person's life. A person may come to the masjid for the first time, and he may see all these straight faces and all these people that look angry, but he may see one person that smiles at him and shakes his hand and says, "Hey brother, what's your name? I've never seen you before. Sister, what's your name? I've never seen you before." And that person the next day, that will motivate them to come to the masjid. Diversify your acts of worship. Don't just limit it to Qiyamul Layl. And the last thing I will mention is that make sure that in these last 10 nights, you are pouring your heart out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Ud'u Allah wa anta muqinun bil ijabah." That when you supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, call out to Him and have yaqeen, have certainty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will answer your du'as. If I asked every single one of you what you had for suhoor, every single one of you would be able to tell me with certainty what you had for suhoor. And if I argued with you and I said, "No, you had something else for suhoor," you would call me a liar and you would say, "Look, I know what I had for suhoor, although I was sleepy, I could barely open my eyes, and I didn't see what I was putting in my mouth. My mouth tasted it, so I know what I had for suhoor." So don't argue with me, please. We have certainty what we ate for suhoor. The Prophet ﷺ, he teaches us that when we make dua, have more certainty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer your dua than things that have already occurred. Have more certainty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer your dua than you have certainty in things that have already occurred in your life. And one of the things that I must remind everyone to make dua for is make dua for our brothers and sisters that are struggling in the United States and throughout the world. The Muslims in Palestine, the Muslims in Syria, the Muslims throughout the world, we know the suffering that they're going through. To be honest, we don't know hardship. We really don't know hardship. I saw a picture of a family, they were eating on a carpet. They were eating on a carpet in Gaza. The entire family was on this carpet, maybe 15, 20 people, and they're breaking their fast. Why are they sitting outside on a carpet? Because right in front of them, they're looking at their house which has been blown up. A sister, she said, this very beautiful quote, she said, at night in Gaza, "I go to sleep with my hijab on, so that if I don't wake up in the morning, because I have no guarantee that, you know, I won't be bombed, I might not wake up in the morning, I go to sleep with hijab on, so that in the morning if they find my body and I've passed away, that strange men don't see me." A boy, he said, a Muslim boy in Gaza, he said, "They are shooting rockets above us. They are shooting rockets above us. But look at this little boy's iman." He said, "But they have forgotten Allah is above the rockets. They have forgotten that Allah is above the rockets." So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to assist and to aid our brothers that are suffering throughout the Muslim world. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give them victory. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to plant their feet firmly. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make their hearts firm. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to feed those that are hungry. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give those that are thirsty, to give them to drink. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give them security, to give them victory. to give them an opening. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take care of their oppressors. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take care of all of those who have oppressed the Muslims. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to humiliate them and to obliterate them. Allahumma ansur ikhwanana al-mustada'afina fi kulli makan. Allahumma ansur ikhwanana al-mustada'afina fi kulli makan. Allahumma alayka bi kulli man bagha alayhim. Allahumma alayka bi kulli man bagha alayhim. اللهم احصهم عددا واقتلهم بددا ولا تغادر منهم احدا. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept all the worship that we've done in this month, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to worship Him in the most excellent manner in these last 10 nights. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who's worshiping Him on Laylatul Qadr, so that we may have our sins forgiven. اللهم اجعلنا ممن قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا. اللهم اجعلنا ممن قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا. اللهم بلغنا ليلة القدر. اللهم بلغنا ليلة القدر. اللهم بلغنا ليلة القدر. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the best of this dunya and the best of the akhirah, and to save us from the punishment of the hellfire. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. وصلي اللهم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.